The following is our conversation with Graham Maycock from Accolade and Adam Blair from DeepL. We talk about their most recent partnership and what the future holds for these two companies. Enjoy.
Which country am I in? My name is Grainne Maycock. I'm Chief Revenue Officer at Accolade. And we're excited about partnerships and how they help accelerate growth and solutions for our clients. So the partnership with DeepL is something very exciting and the first of its kind. While everybody uses DeepL, this is the first time both organizations have entered into a strategic partnership, which is exciting.
I'm Adam Blair, VP Sales EMEA at DeepL. We are one of Europe's leading AI companies, and we provide best-in-class machine translation for the enterprise. As Grainne said, very excited about this partnership. It's the first of its kind that we have entered into, and really looking forward to pair our respective expertise to better serve even more large enterprises.
So the partnership enables Accolade to take its strength in the enterprise and multiple verticals and domains and accelerate AI-enhanced MT solutions for the enterprise in quicker ways. So for example, DeepL has always been part of our tech stack, but we started thinking beyond just being an engine and being a tech stack, and how could we help our respective companies grow? And more importantly, how could we help our clients have the best of both worlds? So for example, DeepL is a leader in the space of machine translation and moving quickly into enterprise engagements. And Accolade is an expert in human-in-the-loop expertise for all of the peripheral services around that. So building both of those strengths together means that our respective customers don't want for anything end-to-end in content creation and content release.
So I think as Grainne referenced, we kind of see a very natural fit between DeepL and Accolade, where DeepL very focused on the technology, and there's a clear synergy between that and the surrounding services that Accolade provide. We also see kind of deep expertise on Accolade's side in the enterprise, and as we focus increasingly on the enterprise, it's really about finding those partnerships that can help us better serve those types of customers.
I think first and foremost, when you're first of its kind in any area, it shows others a way. It opens up new pathways to growth. It opens up new solutions to clients who might have had to go to one company or another company separately. It smooths the way for end-to-end engagement from a client perspective. Enterprises have enough to do without thinking about multiple pathways to content release. And I think providing them with what they need, that's not just yours, but that also is the solution from partners, builds a level of trust and builds a level of scale that alone can happen, but slower. So I think growth is the key thing, trust is the key thing, and scale for our customers is the key thing.
We're probably now considered a scale-up based on the scale that we are and the rate of growth. I think we've actually always worked pretty closely with the localization space, so in a more probably informal way with lots of language service providers. I think most TMS in the market have DeepL integrations. This is really about us formalizing that and having that strategic partnership that we discussed. So we've kind of been operating the space for a while. This is about deepening that relationship and looking to really work together to serve enterprise needs as effectively as possible. Yesterday we announced the launch of DeepL for Enterprise, which is our new solution to really focused on providing a comprehensive, compliant and secure language AI platform designed for next level enterprise performance. What that really is about is it's really a response to the demands of our customers. So more and more we are seeing customers want to deploy machine translation across the organization in a secure and compliant way. This solution will enable them to do that. And for some more context, what we will kind of see generally is we are often working with departments like legal departments or within a customer support use case, a whole other range of use cases within an organization. What companies will then also see is that lots of other people within an organization are using our consumer product. So it's kind of really showing that there is that demand for translation across the entire organization. And our customers are saying to us, we want to be able to roll out across the entire workforce. This is really about enabling to do that in a simple, scalable, and secure way. So that's what the launch of DeepL for Enterprise is all about.
I think partnerships for Accolad are something that are embedded in our DNA, whether it's integration partnerships, machine translation partnerships, business partnerships. And I think for us, it heightens the ability for others to take a path forward in this space when maybe they don't have 200 technologists or the right level of research and LLMs. So we see this as a really positive thing for customers and for future partnerships as well. And then Accolad, from an enterprise perspective, are really excited about the ability to marry our enterprise and domain expertise, our human in the loop expertise, with leading technology. So exciting times for us and our customers and for DeepL.
Yeah, and I think for us, we've seen partnerships as an important part of our strategy throughout our journey. That's something we're really looking to lean into even more now, particularly with the launch of DeepL for Enterprise. And Accolad felt like a very logical and natural place to start, based on two leading companies, again, pairing our technology expertise with the enterprise expertise on Accolad's side, plus the great reputation that they have there. So very excited to progress this partnership and looking forward to where it takes us.
That was our conversation with Crane Maycock from Accolad and Adam Blair from DeepL, covering their most recent partnership. My name is Eddie Arrieta, CEO of Multilingual Magazine, and this is Localization Today. Thanks for listening.